Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. This, our 27th year on the air, bringing you the latest in consumer tech. And of course, that includes things like products and services, gadgets and gizmos, websites and apps, all sorts of neat things available today and into tomorrow. We love it when you participate on the program, because when you do, that really makes the show. Your questions, your comments, your tech rage, your help for other listeners, whatever the case, we love hearing from you. And there's three easy ways. I'm going to go through them real quick. There's an 800 number I'll give you in a moment. Or you can download the free Into Tomorrow app and click on the Message to Studio button. That's a really good way. It's our favorite way for you to participate, because you sound like you're right here sitting in the studio with us. Or you can visit us anytime on any device with a browser and a microphone, your tablet, your computer, your laptop, your smartphone, to intotomorrow.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see an Ask Dave red microphone button. You can click that and join us. Or you can call anytime, again, 24-7, 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. As kids grow, especially over the summer, does their online fluency and big digital choices come with each milestone? Yeah, of course. Well, internet usage has become an increasingly important feature of education, making the return to the classroom an opportune time to discuss online safety. So joining us now is the privacy and security advocate with Avast, Emma McGowan. Emma, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, because this is certainly an important topic, and leave it to Avast, which, by the way, is much more than free antivirus. We're going to get into some of the cool things you're doing. But there are ways to protect our children against online threats, especially this school year, and with them being online even more because of homework and other things. We wanted to address this with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when we're talking about protecting kids online, we really like to sort of talk about a two-pronged approach, with the first prong being parenting, right?
Yeah.
Having conversations, talking with your kids, starting really early, as soon as you hand them that iPhone to keep them quiet in the car, having conversations about who's a friend online, who's not, how do you know, age-appropriate things like that. And on the flip side, software. So cybersecurity, you mentioned, I'm from Avast. We have a product called Avast One that does all your cybersecurity, privacy. We've got a built-in VPN, and you just run it in the background, and it covers all your devices in your family.
Very good. And of course, you guys have been doing this for quite some time. You haven't popped up out of the woodwork and said, yeah, we can help. You've been helping for a long time.
Yeah, Avast has been around for basically as long as the internet has been around. Our founders in the late 80s in Czech Republic actually created the first antivirus software with a smuggled floppy disk into Czech Republic. So it's a long history there.
Wow. You're bringing us back and dating ourselves. Smuggled floppy disk. A floppy disk. I can hear the Gen Zers going, what the heck is that? Well, we'll get into that another time. But what do we really need to know, Emma, in terms of our kids being online these days? You brought up some good points early on, but as parents, and I'm certainly glad you started with that, it's up to us to really keep a good eye on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it can be really scary, right? It can be intimidating. Your kid is, you know, talking all this stuff about Minecraft or, you know, doing a TikTok dance, and you're what is that? What are you doing? Why are you moving so weird? What is Minecraft? But the thing to keep in mind is, as a parent, you actually do know the world better than your kid, and the digital world is part of the world. And also, you know your kid better than anyone. You're the expert on your kid, right? So your kid might be an expert TikTok dancer, but you're the expert on them.
Let's hope.
So, So just staying involved with your kid's digital life, same way you would with their physical life. You know, maybe they come home from school and you say, "Hey, how was school today?" Maybe be like, "Oh, what did you build in Minecraft? Or what did you learn on TikTok? Can you show me?" And that really opens up space to have conversations about some of the bigger online security and privacy stuff.
Oh, and what a great idea, Emma. I've really never thought of it that way, but include the things that they love to do. It's not just about, let's see your homework or what you do in school and that, but yeah, ask about Minecraft and what they may have built, or ask about the latest thing on TikTok, because I think then you're going to help your kids learn to be more open with you at any age.
Exactly. And you know, I think all parents know that just lecturing at kids and saying, you know, don't do this or do this is not a very effective way to get kids to do things.
Yeah.
So making it fun, meeting them where they're at, even if where they're at is kind of strange or even kind of boring to you as an adult.
Yeah, pretend to show interest and it'll help.
Yep, exactly.
So then, of course, we've got so many family devices now, too, whether it's just the kid's smartphone itself or other devices that the kids have access to around the home. How do we best secure them?
So that's when we get into, we're talking more digital solutions, right?
Yeah, of course.
The one that most parents know about is parental controls, and those are great when kids are little. But when we get into about middle and high school ages, they're going to know how to get around parental controls. That's just part of being a kid and a teen in the world today.
Yeah.
So as a backup to your conversations that you've been having with them since they were small, you're also going to want to have a cybersecurity software on there. Like I mentioned, we have Avast One. Great way to do it. Set it and forget it.
And that's important because it will protect multiple devices as well. So it'll take care of the smartphone, the tablet, the desktop computer, the laptop, whatever the kids or the parents, whoever's in the house, might be using.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to make sure you've got full coverage, because I know, you know, how many devices does a family have these days? It's probably a lot. So making sure that there's no gaps in that security fence.
And of course, surrounding online privacy, especially with the kids, and again, it's awesome you touched on that a little bit earlier, but I'm sure you've got some more great tips to share with our audience to really help us with the kids and keeping as much online privacy as we possibly can these days.
Absolutely. So one thing is to really take a look at your browser. So different browsers, your browsers where you access websites, right? So different browsers are going to have different security and privacy built in. And ours in particular, Avast Secure Browser, we've made sure that that is front and center. So that's a great thing to have. Another, like when we're talking about the parenting part rather than the technology part, another good move is to talk about what is sensitive information, right? I've used that term a couple times.
Yeah.
So sensitive information includes your email address, your full name, your kid's full name, birth dates, home addresses, things like that. And also even stuff like your pet's names, because those can be used in security questions. So really going through with your kid, what are those things? What do we share with people online? What do we keep to ourselves?
Gotcha. We're chatting with Emma McGowan, privacy and security advocate with Avast, and you can visit them at avast.com for much more information. Stay tuned as Into Tomorrow continues. We'll be right back with Emma right after this.